This is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Once again, President Obama taking it upon himself to change Obamacare, and Republicans aren't happy about it. Now, the big question is, will they do anything about it? According to Fox News, Republicans renewing their call to delay or repeal Obamacare after the Obama administration announced another delay in the requirement for businesses to provide health coverage to workers, giving some employers a reprieve next year while phasing in a mandate for others. The administration had already delayed the implementation of the so-called employer mandate, you remember this, by 1 year, initially pushing the requirement off until 2015 past the midterm elections. They did that, of course, for political reasons. In a concession to business, though, Treasury Department officials announced yesterday that the administration would not enforce the rules across the board next year. Quote, once again, the president giving a break to corporations while individuals and families are still stuck under the mandates of this health care law, and once again, the president rewriting the law on a whim, that House Speaker John Boehner saying in a statement. If the administration doesn't believe employers can manage the burden of the law, how can struggling families be expected to? Now, as a result of the delay, the administration will let employers with 50 to 99 employees off the hook in 2015. They will not have to pay a fine or anything else. They'll be required to report how many workers are covered, but will have until 2016 before being required to cover full-time staff or pay a penalty. Americans would still be able to, still be required to obtain health insurance through what's known as the individual mandate. Under the changes, employers with 100 or more workers will be required to provide health insurance to full-time staff next year. However, the new rules will only require them to cover 70% of the workers at first, then 95% the following year and beyond. As before, companies with fewer than 50 employees will not be required to provide health insurance. That according to Fox News. So President Obama going out by himself, rewriting the rules. Remember the Democrats when Senator Ted Cruz, he was ready to repeal Obamacare. He was trying to push to repeal Obamacare. What did you hear Democrats say? The law is done. This is over. This is the law. You cannot change it. You cannot get rid of it. Of course, they're not saying that now with President Obama rewriting the law. Look, if President Obama doesn't think it's a good law, and obviously he doesn't because he keeps changing it, then it's time to redo things, and it's time to scrap it and start all over once again and take this job-killing piece of garbage bill and legislation off the backs of the hardworking Americans out there. Republicans have already offered up an alternative. They need to get that out pronto and publicize it big time going into the midterm elections. The good news for Republicans, Obamacare, well, it pretty much stinks and you're going into the midterms. 2014, remember, talk nothing, absolutely nothing other than Obamacare going into 2014 if you're a Republican running for office. That, for the country's GOP, that is your winning topic. Not immigration, not minimum wage, Obamacare and the failings of Obamacare. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. And remember to tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on KFYO in Lubbock. You can also listen online, KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can listen to us wherever you are. I'm Chad Hasty. This has been One More Round.